This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Regina colon Bonfi, REGINACOLONBONFEY, date of birth 08/28/1953, date of appointment November 17, 2022. Requesting a physician, Kevin Cope, KEVINCOPE. Dear Dr. Cope, I have the pleasure of seeing Regina Conlon Bonfi today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the Alice Hospital on 7/29/2022. She has a past medical history significant for hypertension, Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. She lost consciousness behind the wheel. She has a history of anxiety and panic attack also. Her DMV took her license away. She lost consciousness 2 times. She was driving and 1 time feeling road was wavy, feeling something was not right. Car went off the road, hit the rock, lost the consciousness, woke up when paramedics around. She was shaking, no tongue biting, no incontinence. Postictal confusion present. In front of paramedic, she was shaking about 3 times and before that about 5 times. Postictal confusion was present. Seen by cardiologist, carotid ultrasound, ultrasound of the kidney and echocardiogram done. She has a history of breast surgery, status post chemo, status post radiation. MRI of the brain done in Alice Hospital on 7/30/2022 was normal. Past medical history, breast cancer, hypertension, cardiomyopathy. Past surgical history, lumpectomy of the breast, hematoma removal, allergy, known drug allergy, medication, lisinopril, atorvastatin, carvedilol, acetylcypram, amiodarone, and clonidine. Social history, smoke 1 pack of cigarette per day. She drinks a couple of glasses of wine daily. She uses pots. She's an accountant, married but separated, lives alone, no children. Family history, mother deceased with breast cancer, father alive in 90-year-old, coronary artery disease and CABG. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she passed out, she has anxiety, panic attack, physical examination, blood pressure. One 120 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen sound, wall sound present. Next couple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination, reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan, 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, rule out epilepsy. Number 2, syncope. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, history of alcoholism. Next paragraph. Her seizure can be due to alcohol withdrawal or epileptic. Patient has also neuropathy that can be due to history of chemotherapy and alcohol abuse. At this time, I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremity, EEG, B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office in about 2 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.